A Witch Comes a Haunting, Thirst for Revenge. Copyright 2019. Author A. Nation. Previously on The Pottery Sale. "Susan, now," Hobnobby yelled. I did what I was told and closed my eyes. The witch began to fly at us at full speed. Once again, I shut my eyelids tight. We heard a slight thump into the mirror, but nothing else. Then Hob spoke to me again. "It's okay now. Help me, Susan. Get water on this mirror and lay it down on the floor facing the salty puddle." A distant screech sounded. "Was that a scream I heard?" I asked. "Now drop the mirror forward to break the glass," Hobbs instructed. We let go. When the huge mirror, framed by curls and filigrees, hit the hardwood floor, glass crinkled, along with a few more faded screams and anger. Handing me a newspaper, Hobbs said, "Wrap up all the large pieces, and when you're outside, place them face up where the sun will shine on its reflective side." Chapter 1. Escape. Arms outstretched, the witch treaded her way through the never-ending mist. The nether has no beginning, no end, no time, and no age. Endless grayish clouds filled the vacuum. Without a judge to indicate the time she'd been there, she could only remember how she entered this lonely abyss. "That little gnome tricked me," she thought. She recalled flying at him, but instead of capturing him, she passed into a mirror. Once she crossed the reflection into the nether abyss, she fell on atop a bearskin ogre from Earth. Had he not been there, she would have fallen forever. For a time, chasing him was the only fun and abuse she could inflict, but the large man now bored her. Consumed with revenge, she focused her efforts to locate a way out of this endless nothingness. She gave up trying to gaze at her hands through the fog, since she could no longer see her fingers. Several times she thought she found an escape on the smooth barrier of her prison, but the surface would not give. One time a young boy picked up a shard of the old mirror lying in the street as he played with his friends. When she stared back at him, the frightened boy saw the old woman's face in the reflection. He dropped the glass onto the pavement, leaving tiny slivers all over the asphalt. Each time she found a bedroom or hallway mirror through the barrier, she couldn't push through. "I'll find that little runt Hobnobby and his human friend. I'll destroy them both," she cursed many times aloud. The bend and pain in her back refused to let her straighten. Her thin, bony hands brushed back the withered strands of her hair from her face. "There you are. Want to race?" said the ogre behind her. Having nothing to occupy himself, he had become familiar to her abuse. She could feel the presence of the large, puffy-faced man stand near her. "Go away. I'm busy," she snapped. She tried to see him through the fog, but relied on the closeness of his words nearby. How this beast of a man could have entered this wasteland was a mystery to her. Only beings with magical powers could come into this place. Grilling him several times over soon became a waste of her time. He knew nothing. "If you find a way out of here, you'll take me with you, won't you?" the ogre asked. "Likely chance. Leave me be, ogre." "That's Mr. Aldridge to you, madam." "What is your name? In the time we've been together, you never said." She whipped around and pushed her haggard old face close to his round, pudgy complexion. "No one shall speak my name. Never. Now go away," she yelled.